It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In preparation for the 500th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a life-sized holy statue of the patron saint of Mexico is making its way around the globe, and there are stops in Wisconsin.
The first mass in the state was held at the Basilica of St. Josephat on Milwaukee's south side in a predominantly Latino neighborhood. Here are some voices out of the hundreds of people who turned out for the service.
The meaning for us of her being here, It's big. It's humongous.
She did really important stuff, and it was really beautiful to see.
Unirnos en la fe.
She showed up for kids.
The statue will journey through six other Wisconsin cities until April as part of its international spiritual tour.
To hear more about the importance of the icon to Catholics and Latinos, we have Father Juan Camacho, vicar for Hispanic ministry in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and the pastor to eight parishes in Racine. He attended the first service of the statue unveiling last week. Father Juan, welcome.
I'm happy to be here today with you.
You saw this statue for the first time last week when it arrived in Milwaukee. Take us to that moment. What was the feeling like to see it in person and up close?
It was a very impressive moment because one of the things that this statue has is that the eyes of the Blessed Mother, the eyes of the statue, they seem to be very real, and they seem to be glassy, like if she was about to cry of seeing you. And that was very moving for me at that moment. And so, of course, by the people that were at the Basilica, it was a full Basilica that we have with people for the opening Mass and for visiting the Blessed Mother there.
People might pray to Our Lady of Guadalupe for healing or for protection or for peace. For you personally, would you share what did you pray for to Our Lady of Guadalupe?
Well, it was it's a beautiful moment, especially in the situation that we are at, that we live in a world that sometimes seems to be hopeless. And I think the message of the Blessed Mother that she's there for us, that's what she told Juan Diego, I'm here, that I am your mother. So I think it was a beautiful message that resonated to all of us and to me especially, because that gives hope, no? We ask the Blessed Mother for her intercession to plead for us to Lord Jesus Christ, her Son. And so it was a beautiful moment of hope and a beautiful moment of gratitude for her intercession and seeing thousands, hundreds of people, and it will be thousands coming through the Basilica these days, but a very diverse group of people. It was also a beautiful image, you know, like we are all united and we're all together and our faith brings us together and the Blessed Mother keep us under her mantle. So that was very moving for me and very hopeful moment, an inspiring moment to be all together with all the people that were at the Basilica that night.
You mentioned Juan Diego. Can you take us to 1531 and this apparition and why she is such a powerful symbol of Mexican faith?
History has it that, so that's at the moment of the conquistadors from Spain and different things going on, evangelization at the same time, the natives over there, the indigenous people. So it was a very tumultuous time for the people in general. And so the church was trying to evangelize all these new people. And it was just that there was discomfort and anguish, and it seemed to be hopeless for people. And so the church tried to really protect the indigenous people, and it was having a hard time. And then the Blessed Mother just appeared at the perfect moment to Juan Diego, who seemed to have lost his faith and lost his hope. And she appears to him, and she brings a message to him, a message of unity, a message of love, a message of understanding. And he's challenged to go and to speak to the authorities about this apparition. And he'd rather do other things, and he feels, because he's a native and he's an indigenous person, that nobody will listen to him. And the Blessed Mother tell him, no, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you, my son, to send you on this mission. And so he goes and announced this apparition. And so it was a beautiful miracle that the Blessed Mother appeared to him and gave hope to him. And in a way, if you look at the image of the Blessed Mother, it's a mixture of the cultures that were coming together at that moment. And so it was a powerful and a hopeful message for Juan Diego, who probably at the moment felt that he was worthless. And at the moment he felt that nobody really paid attention to him or cared for him. But the Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, it came and appeared to him and encouraged him to share that good news with others. So it was a beautiful moment for him.
Father Juan, you were born in Colombia. What was your relationship to Our Lady of Guadalupe growing up?
This is an interesting thing because, of course, as a Hispanic, as a person born in Colombia, we have different devotions to the Blessed Mother. And mm-hmm. and the devotion to the Blessed Mother, as I was, especially the Blessed Mother of Our Lady of Guadalupe, as I was growing up, was something that was kind of in a smaller scale, if you will. And it was more like a specific for the Mexican people. But with the pontificate of St. John Paul II, he really made different trips to Our Lady of Guadalupe Basilica in Mexico and actually promoted the devotion to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And he consecrated the whole world to her and also named her the patroness of all Americas. Mm-hmm. And so we started to grow the devotion. And right now, I even have a niece that her name is Guadalupe. So it's growing. It's beautiful devotion that is growing all over the Americas.
So after being in Milwaukee, the statue will travel to Fond du Lac, to Green Bay, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls, Madison, and Stevens Point, and then making its way to Europe and Africa. What is the task like to move a statue of this size?
It is a very challenging task, and it needs a lot of logistics and a lot of work to just set it up. And that's why we choose a place, and then the Blessed Mother, the statue, stays there for a few days and then move to another place, because the setting up and the taking down, it takes a while. She travels in a trailer, and she mm-hmm. goes with a group of people who come from the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico, accompany her, and making sure that... So the statue comes with a whole... spiritual experience. So there's music, there is reflections, there's the story of the apparition. There's a lot that the pilgrims who come to visit the statue, they get to experience in that moment. So it's not just like you come and see and take a picture and leave. No, but it's rather it becomes a spiritual moment of prayer or connecting with the Blessed Mother and a moment of growth. And then they also get to white ribbon where they can write down their prayers and the petitions. And these prayers and petitions will be taken to the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico by our bishop group in June to have a special mass there in the Basilica, offering for the intentions of the people of God here in Wisconsin.
So many people will be able to see the statue.
Yes, yes. Mm. And it has been a beautiful few days there in the Basilica, and people just constantly going and visiting. Yesterday, I was at my parish doing masses, and so we were discussing with people, and people were scheduled to come during the day to visit the Blessed Mother. So I think it's a beautiful boost, if you will, of hope and joy to the faithful here in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee.
Hope and joy has been hard to come by, Father Juan. I mean, in the U.S., there is such an immigration crackdown. There is a fear of deportation. How does this moment, this event, seeing the statue and its symbols resonate with what people may need or feel?
I think it's so appropriate because this has been something in the making for a long time by the people of the Basilica in Mexico, and it came to fruition this past summer that it started down in Chicago in the Plains, where we have a Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And so it has been just providential. And I think for us, people of faith, hope that we don't lose that. Our hope is in our Lord. And as St. Paul will tell us in his letters, hope never disappoints. And so we always keep to our faith, even in the moments of darkness, in the moments of fear, in the moments of hesitation and anguish. We always stay strong in our faith and holding to the hope of Christ that he promised us a new life in him. And the visit of the Blessed Mother of this statue just is a reaffirmation on our faith and a reaffirmation on the hope of the Lord that there's always light at the end of the day. And there's always, you know, we are preparing Lent for Holy Week and we celebrate Good Friday that our Lord died on the cross, but then we also celebrate the Easter Sunday, the resurrection. So death is not the last thing, but the joy of the resurrection. And I think this visit of the Blessed Mother gives us that and reassures us that we are not alone, that our Lord walks with us even in the midst of these difficult and challenging times for all of us.
We are not alone. Father Juan, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me and thank you for covering this opportunity and this moment so special for so many Catholics here in Wisconsin.
That is Father Juan Camacho, the Vicar for Hispanic Ministry in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. He is pastor to 8 parishes in Racine, and he was with us to talk about the life-sized holy statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe that is making its way across the globe to honor the 500th year apparition. It will travel to different cities across Wisconsin until April, when it will go overseas to Europe and Africa.